Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 18th. Happy birthday to Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine, who turns 42 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Woodstock man has been arrested following a rash of shootings that started at a massage parlor on Highway 92. Smyrna has put a six-month freeze on new townhome construction. The Marietta City School Superintendent says the district may get $15 million in new stimulus money. A new tap room and coffee house is coming to Kennesaw. Commission has approved a new subdivision in South Cobb. And a Cobb County native has been promoted to GBI Legal Director. Plus, community reporter Locke Hoover is our man on the street, and he wants to know your spring break story.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock has confessed to the spate of shootings in Metro Atlanta on Tuesday that left eight people dead. Cherokee Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of multiple shots fired at Young's Massage Parlor on Highway 92 in Acworth shortly before 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Deputies found two individuals dead and three others with gunshot wounds. The three wounded were transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, where two of the three later passed away. About an hour later, Atlanta Police Department officers responded to a call about a robbery in progress at the Gold Spa on Piedmont Road. When they arrived, they found three dead women inside. Another 911 call moments later brought police to the Aromatherapy Spa across the street, where another dead woman was found inside. Robert Aaron Long was arrested Tuesday night by law enforcement officials in Crisp County, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Long told investigators the crimes were not racially motivated. Instead, he blames the massage parlors for providing an outlet for his addiction to sex. In other news this week, the Smyrna City Council approved a six-month moratorium on new townhome developments. With the moratorium, new rezoning applications for townhomes will be in a holding pattern as the city examines its code. The plan is for a new zoning category to be created for townhomes, which are currently considered single-family housing. Residents have complained about a lack of development and architectural standards for townhome developments, and some council members have proposed standards that require brick or other long-lasting materials be used in building new townhomes. Marietta City Schools expects to receive about $15 million in federal stimulus money from the recently passed American Rescue Plan bill, according to Superintendent Grant Rivera. The figure is a rough projection based on what the district got the last time it received federal stimulus aid. Marietta, Cobb, and other school districts will receive their portion of the stimulus money from the Georgia Department of Education, which is allotted $4.2 billion to distribute across the state. While there are some restrictions on how the money will be spent, the district will direct the stimulus money towards supporting students who haven't learned as much as they would have if not for the pandemic, and at least 20% of the funding for school districts is required to be spent to address learning loss, according to officials from both Cobb and Marietta school districts. The northwest corner of Kennesaw's North Main Street and J.O. Stevenson Avenue intersection is closer to becoming a taproom, coffee house, and plaza. The Kennesaw City Council recently approved conceptual designs for a new Dry County Brewing taproom, a coffee house for Apotheos Roastery next door, and the Common Grounds Plaza connecting the two. MDJ reporter Shannon Ballou talked with Dry County Brewing's founder and president, Trey Sinclair.
Yeah, no, we're definitely glad we got the support of the city. They've been great to work with, and we're definitely excited about bringing Dry County to downtown Kennesaw for sure.
And so earlier this year, you and Apotheos Roastery, you know, made this announcement that this was coming to downtown. You said this was going to open in mid-September. Is that still the timeline? Is that on track?
We're definitely still hoping to be open by then, but obviously. With construction projects, you never really know. So we are definitely hopeful that this fall we can definitely be open.
Well, good. And so what are the plans for the taproom building that's going to be there?
Yeah, so the taproom downtown, it should kind of be an extension of our existing brand. It'll be a two-story building plus a rooftop. We will have 30-plus taps. Obviously, Dry County, we do beer, spirits, and cider, so you'll have all of that there. Kennesaw is an open container district downtown, so you'll be able to order beer at the brewery and take it, walk around the city with it, which will be really cool. Visit a bunch of the other restaurants that are downtown, and then Dry County Brewery will border the Common Grounds Plaza, so there will be a great outdoor space there for gathering in the nice weather.
Okay, yeah, glad to hear that rooftop is going to be accessible. I don't think there's a lot of those in Kennesaw, so that's cool. How big is the building going to be?
Altogether, it'll be about 6,000 square feet.
Okay. And I think you mentioned on the website earlier that there's going to be a restaurant included in that space. Any plans for that?
Yeah, I don't have too many details to share at this point on that. It's not going to be owned and operated by Dry County, but it will be connected in such a way that you can order food from our tap room and eat that food in our tap room. But as more details come out, we'll definitely be able to share them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Thanks. Any other thoughts about, you know, this new tap room and everything?
No, I think just overall excited to be coming to downtown Kennesaw. Definitely want to be kind of in the heart of all the action, and there's a lot of growth and expansion going on in downtown, and we're excited to be a part of it. Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a
stable, dry foundation. Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
At its monthly zoning hearing, the Cobb Board of Commissioners approved a subdivision which will bring 13 duplexes to two parcels just outside of downtown Mableton. The property sits on Puckett Drive near its intersection with Mableton Parkway and will be a sister subdivision to the Maplestone development located across the street. Commissioners also approved a new convenience store and gas station to be built on Austell Road. The store had faced opposition from nearby residents at a planning commission meeting earlier this month when they expressed concern about safety, noise, and light pollution into their adjacent homes, in which Garvis Sams, attorney for the developer, said he had resolved those differences with residents by limiting hours to 6 a.m. to midnight and building a fence around the property. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation announced the promotion of Jarrett Usher, a native Cobb Countyan, to director of GBI's legal division Tuesday. The GBI's legal division, established last July, employs lawyers who serve as special assistant U.S. attorneys, district attorneys, or solicitors general at the request of different agencies. The division includes an office that provides legal advice within the GBI and serves as a legal resource for agencies and prosecutors across Georgia, as well as an office that oversees open records compliance, accreditation, and bingo licensing and regulation. Community reporter Locke Hoover is our man on the street, courtesy of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. And Locke wants to know your spring break story.
With college spring breaks canceling this year, tell me that one memorable story from your spring break.
We went to Panama City Beach. We were on the beach having a good time. You know, all the high school and some college kids were there too. We actually lost one of my friends. It was one wild night, but it was a fun night. We lost her. All turned out well because we ended up finding her by the end of the night, thank God. But the whole night, it was kind of like The Hangover, where you were searching for your friend? Literally, that was how it was. So we searched for her all night long, ended up finding her one floor down in one of our other friends' suites in the pool.
With colleges canceling spring break this year, tell me that one memorable moment from your spring break.
So on South Beach, in the sun, in the sand, during spring break, it's a good time. It's a lot of people, and you just have fun.
So with colleges canceling spring break this year, tell me one memorable story from your spring break.
When we were going to go to Panama, but we decided not to go to Panama, and we ended up going to Daytona and had a way better time.
With colleges canceling spring break this year, tell me that one memorable story from your spring break.
Well, you know, we went to Panama City, circa maybe like 2000, 2001, something like that. We went to Panama City, you know, we 18 years old, first time in Panama City. You know, things got kind of crazy, man, you know.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit on, maybe you spare a few details, but you want to elaborate on any of that?
You know, it was a lot of girls. So, you know, that's all I can say about it.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.